Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Joining us right now, we've got the Florida Attorney General on, James Othmeyer. And welcome, General. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me, and let me echo the Go Gators.
Right on. I love it. Hey, you know, I remember the Stoneman Douglas thing happened. What an absolute, you know, tragedy there on many levels. But then after the fact, I heard from lawmakers saying things like, well, we felt like we had to do something. And one of those somethings, whether it would help or not, was to raise the age of the purchase of long guns. Individuals had to be at least 21 years old, whereas for many years previous here in Florida, you only had to be 18 years old to purchase long guns. So is that something that you think is going to be addressed? What is your take on it?
Sure. Yeah. You know, look, these times of tragedy are emotional, and I know a lot of people, they want to react, they want to show they're doing something. And I think, unfortunately, you know, sometimes lawmakers move a little too quickly and deviate from the text, you know, the rule of law of our Constitution. And, you know, the Second Amendment of our Constitution is very clear. You know, people in this country have the right to keep and bear arms. When we're talking about regulating such an amendment, you have to look at restrictions from the time of the founding. What did they mean? And at the time of the founding, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, they weren't just allowed to purchase firearms. They were often encouraged and sometimes required for service in the militia. So here we have a situation where adults can even be drafted in the military, but they cannot purchase a firearm to protect their family or go hunting. So we, in the Office of Attorney General, we are no longer going to defend that law if the NRA decides to appeal its legal challenge to the Supreme Court. We're also aware of a Fifth Circuit opinion coming out of Texas where the court there held that such age restrictions are unconstitutional. And we're also tracking some current legislation in Florida that would bring that age for gun ownership back down to 18 years old, consistent with the Constitution.
Fantastic. I think that is great news on that front. Now, you know, here in Florida, and it's been touted by the governor, you know, hey, we're free Florida, you know, come to Florida. But 45 states now have some form of open carry. The ones that don't are states like New York and California and, unfortunately, Florida. So can we be this free state and tout that we're free when we are not offering the idea of open carry? In fact, it gets, you know, pushed down by the folks in Tallahassee, you know, on a regular basis. They've said they would support it, they wouldn't support it no matter what. What's your take on this?
Sure. Yeah. Well, look, we're on the wrong list there. Those other states, that's not where you want to be. You know, states like Texas that fully embrace our constitutional freedoms have not seen the world end there. I support open carry. I know the legislature's looking at that amongst other items, and hopefully they'll start to get us, you know, in the better place. You're right. It's hard to be the free state when we don't protect Second Amendment rights to the extent other states do.
You know, we're you know, it appears to be a solid red state, and we've had Republican governors, and you know, fiscally have done a fantastic job. I mean, I think they should be applauded by, you know, both sides of the aisle. But it also appears that people realize that if you're going to win a lot of elections, depending on your where you're at exactly in Florida, but if you're going to win, running as a Republican is probably the way to go. And I think that's resulted in perhaps maybe having some not so conservative, what I call squishy Republicans. You know, Mr. Attorney General, what are your thoughts on that? Do we have a bunch of squishy Republicans now?
Well, I certainly think more people are crossing over and putting an R next to their name and don't necessarily share the philosophy that I would associate with the conservative movement. As Florida becomes a primary election state, I think this is a concern we're all going to have to watch, and we're going to need to ensure that we are supporting party leaders that are going to hold their caucus in line on a platform that properly represents, you know, the citizens' values in this state. We do still have some good, strong conservatives, though. I do want to make that clear. Our legislature has got some real heroes, and I hope that they can continue to set an example and bring others in line. But if they don't, we need to hold them accountable.
And then, you know, your predecessor, before your latest predecessor, but back when Pam Bondi was the Attorney General of Florida, she really did a great job in shutting down what we called the pill mills. And, you know, there were people getting addicted and dying and bad things were happening. And so she took action. But as part of that action, I mean, I questioned her even then, okay, what are you going to do with all the people that are addicted and you're going to take the pills away? And for the first time in a long, long time, maybe the first time ever, all of a sudden, South Florida had a heroin problem. And this is before the fentanyl was readily available. But now we're dealing with fentanyl, which literally is killing people on a regular basis every single day. How can we address this issue, but also not just push it into maybe in some cases a worse problem?
Sure. Well, look, part of it starts with the border. I think our fentanyl crisis really started as a border crisis. You know, we had enemies around the world pumping this stuff into our country. It's kind of a new form of warfare where they can infiltrate our communities. They can hurt our kids. You know, a small amount of fentanyl laced in some other, you know, less harmful, at least appearing to be less harmful substance, can be deadly. So we've got to crack down on illegal immigration. We have to secure the border. That's a great start. My office is going to be working with law enforcement to really crack down on fentanyl, especially where it's being distributed in large quantities. And then we as a state, you know, we do thankfully have a great budget. We really need to focus on therapies and care and services and also mental health treatment to go out and take care of people in the community, so we're not just leaving a bunch of people in withdrawals, you know, even on the ground somewhere.
Well, I found out that I have a mental health issue because I've been prescribed Adderall, and that my nurse practitioner cannot prescribe that except for maybe 7 days. So I have to go to maybe like a psychiatrist to get that. And I know most of these rules and laws are of a federal nature, like via the DEA. Is there anything we can do on the state level that perhaps would empower maybe nurse practitioners to write additional scripts? I think Schedule 1 and 2, they can't. And just with the drug issues overall, I mean, trying to deal with your local drugstore, any and all reasons for them to not fill prescriptions seems to be pretty widespread.
Yeah, look, I know in Florida we've been moving in that direction. We've done much more to give broader authorities to CRNAs to address some of these things. I'm not sure where we stand with some of these harder drugs, but, you know, we have an aging population. We have a growing population. You know, costs continue to be too high on the medical front, so I fully support efforts, and I know the legislature continues to look at things to increase access and make it easier and more affordable for people to seek care and prescriptions. So, you know, I'm not sure as Attorney General, what my role is there, but, you know, as a leader in the state that wants to see us thrive and, you know, better take care of our population, I'll continue to be informed and, you know, working to help people.
All right. We appreciate that. And lastly, Florida Attorney General James Offmeyer, tell me what your priorities are, one or two things that you really want to try to address during the time that you're there.
Sure. Well, I'll give you three things quickly. One, you know, immigration. We've got the most robust legislation in the country that our legislature passed to crack down. We are not going to be a sanctuary state. We're not going to have sanctuary cities. As jurisdictions indicate, they don't want to help the feds enforce federal law. We are going to crack down and hold them accountable. So that'll be a big priority to help keep our streets safe. Number two, we're going to really focus on protecting our kids. Legislation's been passed over the last couple of years that's trying to ensure that parental rights are invoked into social media, that we're protecting kids from dangerous content, from predators. And I will tell you, dangerous people are out there using new technology to go after our kids. So I'm going to fight back against that. And then when it comes to our streets, we're at a 50-year crime low. I'm not going to let that get undone under my watch. So as we have heightened penalties for things like fentanyl distribution, we're going to be bringing prosecutions more so than we ever have.
That is fantastic. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. We look forward to future conversations. Florida Attorney General James Uffmeyer. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me. God bless.
All right. God bless you. And go Gators. I think I cut him off. They went to Georgetown, too. They had a great basketball program. I think they've fallen on a little bit more difficult times. Do I have that right? I think so. Anyway, always appreciate the connections that we have. Good job, Greg.
I do what I can.
Hey, you pass it along to the whole team, would you?
I am the team, Bob.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.